Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. We're getting closer to Thanksgiving, and thus a lot of time and effort, preparation on the part of most of the farmers that I know, especially the produce guys who are working feverishly in the squash department, preparing things that we'll all want to go to your farm to get. So that's part of the backdrop information, but the news this week is, it's, as usual, kind of focused around what the government is doing. There's a bunch of Republicans who have urged the new speaker to get on board and pass a farm bill. And I'm looking at a quote from one of them. These guys. I don't know. It's almost laughable. If it wasn't so tragic, it's laughable. Anyway, he said, simply put, farm and food security is national security. For a mere one-fifth of the 1% of federal spending, the farm safety net, including commodity support programs, crop insurance, all this provides farmers the foundation they need to manage risk. Pass the farm bill. Get it done. So we're helping the next generation of farmers to help continue producing the highest quality, lowest cost food, fuel, fiber, and forestry products in the world. And apparently 92% of the Republicans signed off on the letter. So what does that mean? It means that there's a lot of push. There's a lot of focus, if you will, on getting this bill passed. Is it going to happen? I'd say no. From what I see, looks like there are a few Republicans that want to kick the can down the road, stay with the farm bill that's now or ran out in September, but it was extended along with whatever else happened that 45-day period. But now we're coming to the end of that. By the time you hear this program, it'll be less than a week before the government potentially shuts down again. And, of course, that doesn't help anybody. So let's see what's suggested in this new bill. If you haven't heard the specifics, $7.4 trillion is the acknowledged number that farmers contribute to our economy, the food economy. That is, from our farms. We're not talking about the stuff that is preserved and all that stuff that's made and it isn't grown, it's made. We're not talking about that. So, in the food sector, even though only 2% of us are farmers, I don't know how many of you realize that in all of the things that I just enumerated, that is, the food, the forestry, the fuel, the fiber industries, we have 43 million people in this country that are involved in those jobs, directly or indirectly. So, $2.3 trillion in wages aimed at food production, things that are done on the farm, and $718 billion in tax revenue comes directly from food sources. So, this is something that needs to be on the front burner, it's not going to be, but it needs to be, right? All right, also with the government, the Justice Department announced they are suing AgriStats for operating extensive information exchanges among meat processors. This is called collusion. Let me give you some background here. AgriStats is a company that manages information among providers of food. And so what they have been doing, according to the government anyway, is suppressing competition by both organizing and managing the sensitive information among processors. So they have not given their true report. In essence, let me boil this down so that we understand what really is going on here. It's mostly with chicken, pork, and turkey processors. This complaint says that AgriStats violated the Sherman Act by collecting, integrating, and distributing competitively sensitive information related to price, cost, and output among competitive meat processors. So basically what they're doing is, and this includes, by the way, grocery stores, the people that are most likely to be distributing large quantities of meat. So what does that do to American families, and what does it do to the American family farmer? It keeps the prices that you get down, and also it's kind of like the milk business. Everybody gets paid the same thing. And this, I'm looking at some of the data here relating to sales prices that the government has come up with, worker compensation, that sort of thing. Let's see here. And by the way, the people who are a part of the conspiracy here are responsible for 90% of the broiler chicken sales in our country, 80% of pork sales, and almost 90% of turkey sales in the entire country. So I'm looking at the complaint, which further alleges that AgriStats understood that meat processors have used these reports for anti-competitive purposes and then in some instances encouraged meat processors to raise prices and reduce supply. So they're fixing the price, they're controlling the supply, so that forces the prices up. I said it was kind of like the milk business. Well, in the milk business, the government sets the prices. Here, the government doesn't. And so if you turn this around, why doesn't the government get out of the milk business? That's a question that I've asked forever and ever and ever. You ought to be able to sell your milk for whatever anybody will pay for it. At any rate, so the Justice Department says American consumers have been defrauded. Farmers have been defrauded because of anti-competitive practices in this agricultural industry. So AgriStats, if you never heard of them before, look them up, and you can see the story about the about this suit, which certainly looks like on the surface has a lot of merit. Okay, let's spend a moment talking about your weight and what your weight loss goal may be as you go into the holiday season. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a farmer, whether you're you work, whatever you work doing. There are lots of people who not. This program is not just for farmers. It's for families. It's for people who consume the products that we grow and produce. So as we work our way into Thanksgiving, which is only, less than 2 weeks away, and we work our way into the holidays, you probably are thinking, well, why don't I do something defensive? Or maybe you're ahead of the game now, you weigh 20 pounds more than you want to, or 50 pounds more than you want to, whatever it is, what is your weight loss goal? You want to lose 20 pounds? You want to lose 30 pounds? You want to lose 10 pounds? You want to maintain your weight. Once you get there, that's where Calitrin comes in. Go to their website, toploss.com, and look at the pages and pages of results. These are results that last. And it's not just, there's no secret here. This is sustainable weight loss provided by all natural ingredients in Calitrin. And most of the time, the people that are doing this successfully are still eating what they want, maybe cutting carbs. Maybe you're thinking more, or like me, a little bit less ice cream, that kind of stuff. No matter what your lifestyle, Calitrin will help you. There are tips and tricks to weight loss goals, and you can find those at toploss.com as well. Toploss.com, the website for Calitrin. Check it out now. They have a lot of pre-Thanksgiving opportunities for you to get on the bandwagon. Check it all out at toploss.com. And when you do, in fact, decide to buy the product and check out online, use the discount code Doug for the best deals possible and for no shipping costs. How about that for a deal? Check it out, toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in a vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back with some more news here that affects us all in the food, farm, and family business. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has published its new standard for organic livestock production. This affects a lot of family dairy farmers. Industry groups say this will help you compete, and it will promote trust in organic products. If you have a dairy, or even if you're doing produce, you can easily prove to your customers that you are organic. Not so easy with the stuff that's in the stores that come from the big producers. I will tell you, I know firsthand the dairy people have stretched this organic thing to the point where it really doesn't make any difference. If you're going to buy organic, whatever the produce, make sure it's locally produced. Make sure, and if you're a farmer and you're doing local, make sure that you're emphasizing to the people, if you're not selling at retail on your own farm, the people you sell it to, they're acknowledging where this food comes from. Milk, food, whatever it is, beef, chicken, veggies. There's a new rule that sets requirements for outdoor conditions as well as indoor conditions when it comes to the way the animals are treated, the way that the support comes from the organic industry. I know the organic dairy industry, I get involved in that quite a bit, and I see that there are clear, strong, and consistent standards that are for the people that belong to these organizations. Organic livestock production, organic livestock handling, this is something, there were rules, standards that were set in 2002, but in the years since then, there have been some groups that have tried to take this apart, and they've had success on the national level with the big foodies, but not with the farmers and not with the consumers who are buying on the farm. So let's make sure those things are kept in. As a matter of fact, leveling the playing field, the USDA and the organic industry say that the rules not only help build consumer trust in organic products, but they benefit producers, again, on the local level. So the fact that the same standards are going to be hopefully enforced with the big producers as they are with the small producers, that's what we are keeping in mind, I guess, according to the fellow that runs the Organic Trade Association. That's what they think they're going to be able to get the government to do. So let's hold a good thought for that. All right, we'll be back in a matter of moments here with some interesting conversation about farming today.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Time for us now to think about something that I actually have been thinking about for a long time. It's a great way to boost the soil, great way to make your farming more productive, if you will. On the American Family Farmer Show, Doug Steffen introducing you to Jocelyn Molyneux, who is actually the founder of Waste Not Worm Farm. I've gone to your website. Of course, when somebody hears that, young children will say, "Oh, worms, oh!" So do you have young children, Jocelyn? What do they think of what you do?
The worms are actually my babies.
There you go. Why not? What's your background? Tell us, are you a farm kid?
Believe it or not, Doug, I actually grew up in a city, although I always wanted to live on the farm. I felt like I was born in the wrong part of the country. But I actually came into composting and worm farming from waste management. That was what I studied at school and what my first job was.
Well, Waste Management is a company. There are a lot of them getting into it. I have a fellow that's coming to do some of this. I've had my own compost pile for years and years and years. Throw manure into it, leaves and grass and stuff, and I just put it in the manure spreader and spread it on the land, especially land that I'm plowing and reseeding. But now this guy's come to me because he wants to not only do what I've been doing, but he wants to take food waste. And that's what it sounds to me, or it seems to me from what I'm looking at here, this is what you're doing, food waste for the most part, yes?
That's correct. Food waste primarily from the city.
Mm-hmm. From the city, what city are you talking about? Where are you?
So we're actually up in Canada. We're in Toronto, okay. So we're a bit north of you there.
All right. Spoken like a true Canadian. One of the things that I should have gotten that, first of all, before I even heard your voice, Molyneux is a very French-Canadian name. So I, for whatever the reason, it escaped me, or I wasn't even thinking of that. But you've got something going on there. Maybe, is it more productive to do things like this up in Canada? Is it easier? Because you don't have so much government regulation and people looking over your shoulder?
It's actually a little bit harder, primarily because of our climate. Now, I know you're in the northeastern United States, but up here in Canada, it's even colder. And the worms that we use, they're red wiggler worms. They're traditional composting worms, but they're actually tropical worms. So below about 15 degrees Celsius, pardon me, I don't know the translation into Fahrenheit, below about 15, they don't really do much work. They stop eating, and then at the freezing point, they actually will freeze and die. So we have to keep our worms warm in the winter, which makes it a little bit more difficult than someone, let's say, in the southern United States.
You said something that intrigues me, and I don't want to give it short shrift. Before we actually talk about how this all works, you said that you grew up in the city and you were interested in farming. That's the story that I hear over and over and over again with people who have grown up on the farm. Not always. Sometimes it happens. It used to be maybe when I was a kid, 90% of the people who grew up on the farm stayed on the farm, and that was what they were supposed to do, and they took the responsibility. But now, in the generation under me and probably ahead of you, people stopped staying on the farm because the work was too hard. It was easier when you got an education to get a job thinking instead of working, or whatever it is. The jobs on the farm 7 days a week, you're always on, and that's just the way it is. But not so much. So the fact that there are people who are intrigued with farming and agriculture like you, I think, is the salvation, at least partially, maybe the strongest part of the salvation, of helping to prepare for the future, whether it's this sort of thing, organic growing of food. I think organic has to be the future as long as the strategies show that we're really legitimately doing organic growing. Jocelyn Molyneux, the website is wastenotfarms.com. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the inner sanctum at the Calitran headquarters. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period? How do we best access all of this product?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. It's a great time whether you've got a lot of weight to lose or maybe you want to split it with a friend or somebody in your family. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, that's the one with a huge 86% success rate, you're going to 90 days free. So you can split that with a friend. You can save it for yourself. You can be ready to go for the New Year's resolutions already. That's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also call us with questions, or if you want to split up your payment or even split it with a friend, we can do that by phone. That's 833-TOPLOSS.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank y'all.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News update.
If you remain in the roadway and refuse to utilize the sidewalk, you will be placed under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct.
As the war against Hamas terrorists rages on in the Middle East, thousands of anti-Israeli protesters flooding the streets of New York City Friday night, attempting to enter Grand Central Station again, but police blocking it off, several demonstrators arrested. Looking ahead now to next week, President Biden scheduled to meet with the President of China here in the United States.
President Biden is scheduled to hold a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco next week. The meeting set to take place on the sidelines of a CEO Summit, during which Xi Jinping is anticipated to address prominent American business executives. Xi will be speaking to business leaders during a period of heightened tension in U.S.-China relations.
That's John Schaefer reporting, and I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
I'm Doug Steffen here with the Jaws of Mono. By the way, do you cultivate and grow these worms, or do you just dig them in the ground? Where do you get the worms?
Oh, no, we have a worm hatchery, so we're always growing our worms. And the more worms we have, the more they'll eat and the more they'll poop. Because at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is harvest the worm manure, which is an amazing all-natural soil product. It's essentially supercharged soil. And so we're always growing our population of worms. A lot of worm farmers would sell their worms, but we don't. We keep them for ourselves.
So where do you get them to begin with? Where does a worm come from? Is it out of an egg?
They actually do reproduce using cocoons. Both worms will that band around their neck will slide off their head.
Aren't they hermaphrodites?
So
they reproduce themselves.
Exactly. So it's nice because you start with just a few. You can find them online or find another wormer farmer, and you start with a few. And as long as you keep them happy and well fed, you'll have lots in no time.
Don't you wonder where the first worm came from? Ever think about that, Jocelyn?
Well, I try not to to spend too much time worrying about that.
Okay. So you have decided to make this a career, and you're using the. What I'm finding interesting is I look at your website, which is wastenotfarms.com, is that there are certain types. I thought a worm was a worm was a worm was a worm.
Yes and no. So all worms are pretty much custom built to do this job of eating a waste material, whether it's food waste or just leaves on the ground, and repurpose it into a soil product. But we use rad wigglers specifically as composting worms because they eat faster and reproduce more quickly than most other worms.
when you talk to your partner about what you do for a living, or you go, let's say you're introduced to somebody that you want to get to know, and this person to start a conversation says, what do you do for a living, Jocelyn? And your answer is?
I'm a worm farmer, of course.
Okay.
I mean, it sends both the boys and the girls running, I can tell you that.
Does it really? Okay, well, it's a special thing. So let's go back to the farming itself. Food waste. How do you collect? This is the thing that we're talking about. I think I said to you earlier on, and I've been talking about a little bit here, how I'm going to, I have a composting pile, and I'm going to expand. Somebody came to me and said, how about we make your composting a real business? We'll bring in food waste. There are already a number of people in our community and communities around who want to do this. So I've been going to school here the last couple of weeks, and actually a couple of months, learning how this actually works. And at first I was not sure that I wanted to do it because I'm conscious of people. I'm in a suburban area, and, you know, people, for whatever the reason, they love the bucolic farm fields and the animals, but they don't like it when I spread manure on a farm near their home. And so if we grow these things, I'm guessing there's going to be some smell from the waste and the compost that's created. So you ever get any, are you in town or close by any places where people would object, or do you smell anything at all anyway?
Well, you know, ultimately we'd love to be right in the city or a suburban area. I think that is the future of composting. I remember Joel Slatton, Polyface Farms, I heard him speaking once.
Yeah,
and
fabulous.
He's great, and he was saying, you know, carbon is really heavy to move around. And so when we're collecting food waste and bringing it up to the farm about an hour north of the city, we're wasting a lot of energy on transportation. So we ultimately hope to be in the city, but obviously the smells are a natural part of farming, of agriculture, and certainly of composting. So it's going to be a balance between the value and the importance of what we're doing and our neighbors understanding why we're doing that.
Yeah. And are they accepting? Do you have any opposition at all, or are people pretty, this is great, let's do this?
When they hear what they're doing, they're really excited, and they want to help us. They want to participate and promote us. I mean, you know, a lot of people are waking up to the fact that so much of our waste is sent to landfill, and we actually have this problem here in Canada where it's cheaper for us to send a lot of stuff, garbage, to landfill in Michigan. Across the border over to you guys. We actually send it to you guys. It's so
thanks a lot, Jocelyn, for sending us your stuff.
And it is a real problem. I'd love to see a ban on that so that we're having to manage these materials here here in our own land. And, in fact, that's why we service a lot of offices, for example, that have cafeterias or have a coffee shop. They want to do the right thing. They don't want to see this go to a landfill anymore. They want their employers or their employees and their clients. They all want to see the right thing happening. So we have created a service where we go in, we collect the compost from them, we clean it up, we make sure there's no smells and no flies, that kind of thing. We bring it up to the farm, we feed it to the worms, and then ultimately we're harvesting the worm poop to create Jocelyn's soil booster worm manure. And then we turn around, we bring that back to the city, and we sell it to urban farmers, primarily all these millennials that are wanting to start growing their own food and that are understanding the importance of healthy soil.
Healthy soil, that's what it's all about, and healthy lives, growing things. I would think people that would be your... Now, we go through this. I want to make sure we close the loop and we start at the beginning and end at the end. And that reminds me, you call your farming, your type of farming, closed-loop farming. What's that?
That's this idea that we need to move towards a type of sustainable farming that doesn't require pulling new resources out of the earth to make fossil fuel-based fertilizers, and instead we need to be using what is abundant in nature, and we need to be following the lead of Mother Nature herself. So that's why we think worms are really a solution of the future, because they can eat this food waste or manure or any kind of natural carbon-based waste, and and they can create an amazing soil product that is full of a diversity of microbes. And not sure how deep you've gotten into this with your listeners, but it turns out that the microbes that are in the soil, things like bacteria and fungi, they play a key role in plant health and growing healthy food. And the science is really only catching up to this now, but what we understand is that if you want to grow the healthiest food possible, if you know you're putting all your work into doing this and you want to get the best return for your investment, you need to make sure that you have a living soil, that there's lots of those microbes and a real diversity of them, because every plant wants to work with its own certain set of microbes. So you got to make sure you have a full range in your soil so that everybody, all those plants, get exactly what they need.
You know, it's interesting. I'm very anti-Monsanto and chemical fertilizers. A lot of people criticize me because they say that's how they made their money, by being able to grow more and produce what they think is better stuff. The crop yields are up in various parts of the country because we use this stuff. Well, the farming or the science part of farming that I know about, yes, chemicals that are used to help the plant itself grow do nothing to enhance the soil. You're acknowledging by using that stuff that the soil is depleted. Otherwise, you wouldn't need to put it in the soil. The soil will have enough nutrients to grow what you want. But it doesn't. So they put the chemicals on, whereas if you use this stuff that we're talking about, it enhances, it grows. I talk, there are those people who, you know, will challenge me because they say cows are part of the problem with the environment, too much methane gas. And so I always kind of stop the conversation by suggesting that they look at a pile of poop that's just come out of a cow and understand my barn is full of how the digestion system works in a cow. So if you look at around about a foot around a pile of poop, you'll see all the grass is green. And so I would say, why do you think that is? And they would look at me and say, I don't know why that is. And then I explained to them that the microbes that come out of the cow in the poop that are created in their digestive system are enhancing the soil, making it better, making it richer, making it perform better, and thus growing greener and better grass. And then they look at me and they say, huh? Well, you know, but that's really what goes on. And you're adding to that with the food waste. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we continue here. Jocelyn, thank you for being here, by the way. American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin. You find as people go into the holidays, they want to look better and feel better, or is that a year-round pursuit, do you think, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I think it is something that a lot of people, you do. You take a lot of holiday photos. You see a lot of people over the holidays. There's holiday parties, get-togethers. You want to look good. You want to feel good. But it's also super hard this time of the year, too. It's really difficult to lose weight because there's good food everywhere. It's the eating season, right? There's candy. There's
candy.
Cookies. There's snacks. It's everywhere, right?
All right, so what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com.
Thank you, Elizabeth Miller, here from Calitrin. American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jocelyn Molyneux for a couple of more moments talking about the problem of food waste and why worms are the way out. Do you have machinery that turns these compost piles? Do you put it on a pad? Do you put it on the earth? How is the actual functioning of the site?
We use a stacked bin system. There's a few different styles for worm farming, but essentially we're putting the food waste in a bin with some manure and adding the worms, and then it basically just sits on the shelf for a couple of months, and when we open it back up, we dump it out, we pull the worms out, they go into the next batch, and then we trommel the final product to create a really nice fine worm castings. It's almost like a coffee ground.
Interesting. Well, yeah, it is like a coffee. I've seen it, and the waste is, and it doesn't smell any different than manure. It is good. Things that are good for the soil seem to smell, and that's good. That's part of the education, though. I would hope that you get invited to go to schools up there, Jocelyn, to tell your story and to sell the story of what to do to save all kinds of things environmentally with handling food waste this way. Congratulations. Good for you. Continued success. Jocelyn Molyneux. The website is wastenotfarms.com. This is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller at the Calitrin headquarters. I've seen some things on the toploss.com website indicating that some people lost like 90 pounds.
You know, you have to start somewhere. So, you know, those people that have lost 90 pounds, it took a year or even more to get to that point. With Calitrin, you know, it's not going to be anything extreme. It's not going to be overnight results with weight loss. When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health by up your metabolism, through rebuilding lean muscle tissue, through overall helping decrease cravings.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving?
We've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour now, and this week's American Family Farmer Show, continuing to try to bring you up to date on the current trends, the news, and people who are trying to do things that are different, that'll, with the suggestion of having them here on this program, ideas that'll make your farming better, hopefully. The foodfarmandfamily.com website, which we provide every day, new information about food things connected to the Good Day program, which I do every day, Monday through Friday across the country. And, of course, our American Family Farmer. The current download has my friend Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, as a focus on consumer behavior, marketing trends for farms and farmers, what's going on in the retail landscape. This guy is an author and a speaker who is brilliant when it comes to what's going on in the food department. So we'll have him back from time to time because it's important information that he has for everybody. Meanwhile, speaking of important information, this portion of the program I try to set aside for my thoughts on things that are going on. I know I infer my thoughts and inject them through lots of different parts of the program, but this is really something to kind of these few moments to wrap ourselves around. And my focus this week is on the comment period. The EPA has, quote-unquote, allowed for the herbicide strategy that will infect or affect, both those words are used here, the endangered species in our country. This affects farmers for sure, lots of different aspects of agriculture. And so when I look at this framework, the agency says it's going to help you comply with the Endangered Species Act as to how it relates to the herbicides that you use on the farm. There have been a lot of legal battles from the people that make the herbicides, the fact that there's been a lot of proof. I go cold on this, frankly, because I don't believe, and some of you argue with me and send me notes, and you don't like the fact that I'm not a big user of these and that I comment to that effect. I do what I do. You do what you do. I didn't tell you not to do it. I'm just telling you that I don't think it's good in the long term for, never mind the animals, the soil, and the things that are affected. But in this circumstance, there are 226 ag groups that are commenting to the EPA on this new herbicide regulation. And you can imagine who they are: American Farm Bureau Federation, National Cattlemen's Association, the Wheat Association, Soybean Association. So anyway, it's a very complex proposal. And I would say, by looking at it, it is unworkable. I think it needs, these problems need to be addressed, but not so much with a focus on the endangered species, because we have new species, old species go away. We spend a lot of time and effort to protect species that are going to go away anyway. And these notes that I have from various farm organizations, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you have told the EPA to scrap this strategy, which I also agree with. I think, again, we spend too much time and effort and money saving things that are not going to be saved. They're not savable. There are plenty of statistics that show how many new species develop in the course of things and how many old species just go away because they go away. Look at the history of the planet. There are tons of examples, thousands, if not tens of thousands, of species that did exist on the planet at one point in time or another in the 4.5 billion years that the planet has been around. And so you think you're going to stop the withdrawal of some of these species? No, it's foolish. And so anyway, the producers write comments. Here's one, quote, "This will not only harm our nation's rural communities, but will also negatively affect the U.S. and global consumers who rely on our ability to produce affordable and sustainable food, fuel, fiber, and other goods. We strongly urge the EPA to withdraw this complicated, harmful, and unworkable strategy." Okay, that sort of says it in a nutshell, but I thought you ought to know, in case you weren't aware, that this thing is in the works, and you can speak to your congressmen, send notes to the senators in your state, telling them that you think that this strategy, the herbicide EPA strategy, just doesn't work. That's my thought on it. I'm doing that. You can do it, too. Okay, that's the story for this week on The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.